Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Our program is sponsored by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to meet the new president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, Tom Stever. Tom is a farm broadcaster with Brownfield Ag News, a Learfield communications company, and a place where probably most of you know I used to work once upon a time. So I've got Tom here with me. We're just having some coffee at the Coffee Zone and thought we'd have a little chat that we'd share with you. Tom, I guess, first of all, we might explain that even though you're the new president of NAFB, as we know it, you're also kind of like the old president because you were interim to sit in for then-president Lindsey Hill, who unfortunately passed away in an auto accident. So I guess, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you kind of see here in the short term for NAFB with you, I know, officially taking over as the new president at the first of the year.
Well, at the first of the year, as you said, I'd be officially, that would be the official beginning of the of my term as presidency, as president of NAFB. And what I would like to see is the NAFB continue to be and increase in value to its members. I want people to look at their membership in the NAFB as essential to what they do. I want it to be a vehicle for them improving professionally. I want it to be a vehicle for networking professionally, for getting to know those who are in the same business as they are, and for making connections on getting news. So I think that, and not only that, but let's look at also the base of what we do, and that is to make a living. We also need for this to be somehow valuable to the bottom line so that we can justify this in resulting in the sale of advertising for our members. And I think that's important. I think that the NAFB has been an important vehicle for that. I just now ended my 36th convention in a row. So I was going in the started in 1976 was my first one. So that was and back at that time, I mean, it was so important for a farm broadcaster to be a member of the NAFB. And I want that to continue. I think that the members that we have, and some of them, three members, celebrated 55 years. Well, I want that longevity to become common.
Well, what you're saying in part is kind of very refreshing news for some of us. For at least a certain period of time, I think NAFB has focused more on the promotion and not so much on the professional improvement. But we've seen that start to change at least somewhat over the last couple of years now, especially this year at the convention with an increased professional improvement program. I think that when you look at the challenges that the organization's got, adding value, there's one way you can do it really relatively easily compared to some other challenges that you have in the radio industry especially. So let's speak to this idea of professional improvement. This year at the convention, there was an increase, probably more elements of the program than ever before. I had the opportunity to help lead that effort. I wasn't there for the final sessions, but had one at the beginning that I got good feedback from. How do you think that went?
I thought it went well. I was pleased, and thanks to you, because I... I had the good sense to ask Chuck Zimmerman to be the chairperson for professional improvement at the convention. I'm glad I did. Now, I'm also pleased that, and I knew that you had an expertise in this because as we record this, we're recording on an iPhone. I just started carrying an iPhone and discovered how useful it was, and I thought there is so much more to this smartphone technology that can help us do our job. So you and I had lunch a couple of times, and I said, Chuck, what I would like is to help farm broadcasters discover what a tool they have in a smartphone. It doesn't have to be an iPhone. Could be another form of smartphone technology. But I think that there are so many windows that can be opened to smartphone technology that will help us do our job. That technology that we carry in our pocket and I think take for granted. And I was happy to find out that it's more than just making and receiving calls. It can be the medium on which we record interviews. We can produce stories on it. And so yes, I was very pleased with how that went. I was very pleased with the attendance at the session at yours. I went to the other two as well that took place on Friday. And yes, bottom line is what I wanted this convention to look like was to have the appearance of perhaps a greater stride into professional improvement. Ever since I was a neophyte in the NAFB, I have just hungered to not only talk to people and find out how they do their jobs, but to take part in professional improvement sessions, whether it's technology, whether it's writing, whether it's interviewing, whether it's getting to know people, because that also, I think, will improve you professionally. And I'm glad I was pleased with the direction that we took.
Well, in addition to the smartphone technology, we talked about streaming with a company called iHi.com, and then also had a session on shooting video and editing video. And you know, in advance of all those sessions, we had a speaker, Mark Ramsey, who talked about how the definition of radio has kind of changed in a certain way, as all media have. And he really put an emphasis, as I recall, on content production, and it's the content that drives this. Well, if it's got to be an offering to your listeners or your audience in a variety of mediums now, over-the-air terrestrial broadcast radio, as well as internet-delivered, or to a computer or to a smartphone, still, it's those who are producing the content that are going to have the leg up, and farm broadcasters certainly do. From the market reports produced anyway to the news and other types of information. Looking at his session and some of the things he talked about, how do you think that went over with the audience there to really, you know, on the digital side of this and what impact that's having on the business?
I was so surprised and so pleased that people were enthused about what he had to say. And you were in the same session that I was. Now, I was in another one in the afternoon. He came back and did another one later on, so I did not get in on that one later. But in his morning session where he said, what business are we in? Are we in the distribution business? Are we in the content business? And, of course, we have, as you said, farm broadcasters have a leg up because they have the knowledge to provide the content. It's not just distributing information; it is providing the content for it as well. And I thought he explained that very well. But then the other thing that I think struck me is the client can be the competitor, and that I thought was very interesting. And the case in point is McDonald's, and how now there is a McDonald's network. So people go in and linger in McDonald's just to watch their network on TV. So it has to be very well done. It has to be a well presented program. And he pointed that out. And I think there are several other instances. Nike has this going on, and there's so there are a lot of instances where I think the sources from which we get our information are just increasing exponentially.
Well, let's talk about NAFB itself for a moment. How's the organization doing in terms of membership? You've got, as you have for many years, for as long as I can remember, different classes of membership. How is membership going? How's the organization doing? And kind of what's your outlook for that?
Yeah, it's at the risk of dwelling too much on numbers, because I tend to get them wrong. But just a case in point, we were at one time, I think, around the one, maybe the mid-130s, 130, 35, 40 members. And then when I chaired the membership committee, which would have been, I ended that a year ago, chairing the membership committee. And we had broadcast council members, which would be those that are full-time broadcasters. We had 154, 55. So I was pleased with the growth on that. And, you know, we just, Mark Oppold, who is the current membership chairman, reported that we were at 159. We've been up to 160 briefly, but 159. So I'm very pleased with the way that the membership is going. Now, back in the day, we was well over 200 broadcast members that we had. And it's just the nature of the business. There are fewer of us. But 159, 160, I'm pleased. I'm pleased with the way that's growing. The Allied Industry Council, and those are our friends. They're people that want to be close to us, and the people who we want to be close to. And we're so pleased that we have, I think it's around the mid-230s in that particular council. Sales and Management Council is the one that was added just a few years, I'm going to say 5 years ago or so, you'd know, when that was added. And so then that's a council in which we have the people, just as it describes, people who are involved in sales at a network or a station, and people who are involved in management at networks and stations. And in that case, that's, 70s, in the 70s for that membership. And then we have, you know, but the attendance at our convention is so gratifying, because I think everything peaks on Thursday of our convention for Trade Talk, and that's when we have our highest numbers of attendees at the convention, and we're very pleased about the direction that's going.
Well, I have to ask this, because it's come up in a number of situations with different organizations, people, and times. With what we see as the convergence in media, as it's described, you know, radio, broadcasting, magazines, and the internet, and smartphones, and texting, and, you know, all that kind of coming together, so to speak. You have multiple ag media organizations like AAE, LPC, NAFB. A couple of those have gotten together to do an ag media summit in the summer. Has that kind of idea of maybe joining in, you know, been on the table for discussion at all with NAFB? And if so, you know, what do you think? And or does there still really need to be this kind of, you know, we really are so different that we, because I know those organizations are facing the same struggles to try to, how do we retain value and relevance for our membership?
Exactly. You hit it on the head. Retaining value, retaining relevance. We all want to do that. And we have, we quite frankly have been talking for quite some time about how can we do that. And I don't know that we've arrived at something that is this, that would represent a solid connection. In other words, this is, you know, we're going to be together from now on, or not be together from now on. I think we just keep courting. We keep watching one another and remaining this, just looking at what each other are doing, and say, you know, this works so well. We talked earlier about professional improvement, and I think that the Ag Media Summit just is tops for improving their members and improving the attendees of that particular convention to a high degree. So, that goes back to why some of the reasoning I used about the way I wanted this past convention to go. And then we have, I think this, you know, the relationship that we have with advertisers, for one, with newsmakers, and we and Trade Talk. I know I'm talking about Trade Talk, this event where we get people who want to reach us together with the broadcasters that want to be reached, and it's a day of frenetic interviewing and networking back and forth, but mainly interviewing. There's so much interview time recorded during that particular event, and I think that that's our strength in all of this. But we do all have our strength, and not only that, then we try to also partner with and meld some of our convention, and we have a session or two we share with the National Agri-Marketing Association. That too, I think, gives us greater strength.
Well, I've kind of looked at that situation for a number of years, sort of like Commodity Classic, where you've had this coming together of now four major national agricultural organizations that each used to have their own annual convention, business meetings, trade shows. It's my understanding that by forming Commodity Classic, a standalone entity, those four organizations have financially benefited greater individually than they did when they were on their own individually. So when you look at NAFB and AAEA and LPC and ABM, they have Info Expo, which frankly really is turning into very much trade talk. It didn't used to be, but in recent years it seems to me, because you'll now see people doing interviews all over the floor, some of whom you see doing interviews at Trade Talk too, that would there be a synergy there even from a financial standpoint? Because that's got to be, for both entities, one of the biggest income generators for the organization during the course of the year, I would think.
Yeah, it is. It is an income generator, so you want to keep the autonomy of having something that you can call your own and improving the organization. And in fact, it has. It's really furthered what we're trying to do. And on the other hand, you have the efficiencies of scale and bringing these organizations together. So, you know, we're caught kind of in between. We want to, you know, we keep talking to each other and saying, you know, how can we do this together? And we talk among ourselves. How can we make this better, or how can we make this more friendly to professional improvement, or how can we make it more friendly to the relationships that we have with not only advertisers but newsmakers in some sense and other organizations. So I think it just keeps going back and forth. But a word about convergence too, and that is that there are more now, more members of NAFB who frequent or attend the Ag Media Summit, and there are more people in the who traditionally have been with print organizations that are venturing into broadcast, and are so you have this mixing of the two anyway. And I think that it's the nature of what's happening today, the nature of technology, the nature of media, that we are coming closer together and converging more.
Well, I know we probably need to get going here, both of us, with other things. So let's just kind of end this maybe with some last thoughts you might have. Anything we didn't touch on here that you would like the agricultural marketing community to know about NAFB, what we're going to see here as we go through another year?
As I said, this was my 36th convention of the NAFB, and I was hooked the first time that I set foot in the Weston Crown Center Hotel back in 1976. In the course of those 36 years, there have been so many times when people have said, you know, this is not sustainable, it's not going to last. And I can tell you that it's become stronger. We are blessed with people who in this organization have had the insight to make some changes and have had the insight to tweak programs to a certain extent. And I think it's thanks to those people and to the resilience of the medium itself. The bottom line is, Chuck, that farmers and ranchers depend on what we do. And as long as that is the case, I think that we're going to have something to do and have an organization that will make us better.
Well said. I want to thank you very much. That's Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News, and also the new old president for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Couldn't help it, Tom. I mean, 1976 was a very good year. I graduated high school that year, so that's all I'll say about that. So that's our Zimcast for this week, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.